Hello, parents and guardians of Central New Brunswick Academy. Today's date is Friday, September 21st, 2018. This is Mr. Legere, and I would like to welcome you to episode 1 of a series of podcasts that I will be hosting throughout this school year. I will be sharing with you my thoughts on our students' use of technology, both in class and at home. I hope to be able to help you make informed decisions on how technology can be used at home to help your children be more successful at CNBA. I'll discuss everything from what they do and do not need at home for a computer system to the latest cell phone apps for both you and them. Please feel free to email me at carl.legere@nbed.nb.ca if you have any questions or concerns that you would like me to address in this series. I am a firm believer that a computer should be an accessible and affordable tool for all students. In this first episode, I would like to focus on helping you to save some money. Over the past 8 years, I have heard students in our halls and classrooms discuss the latest gaming computers and laptops that they plan on, and I quote, getting mom and dad to buy me. They will tell you that they need an Intel i7-8700K processor with a terabyte hard drive, 16 gigs of RAM, a GeForce GTX 1060 video card, and the list goes on, and you get more and more lost and confused as they go on. And you get all this for a low, low price of only $2,295.49, plus extended warranty and tax. And for what purpose? Well, let me tell you, they don't need that much power for schoolwork. It is designed to play hours and hours of video games, plain and simple. They do not need anything near that for schoolwork. In fact, that dusty dinosaur, you know the one, sitting in the corner, the computer that you bought 4 years ago that's just too slow now, it will do just fine with a couple of quick free fixes. Free? Yes, I said free, but we will get to that in a moment. First, I must ask, what do they need that computer for? Maybe a bit of research? To type up an essay? Prepare a presentation? Collaborate with their friends on a project? Edit an audio recording? Or work on a poster? All of this you might think will cost you a fortune in software, but it won't. In fact, again, I will repeat that word that you like to hear. Free. And yes, all perfectly legal. Your only cost is to keep that internet connection that you already have. So, back to that old laptop or desktop that runs at a snail's pace. You can easily install another operating system and get rid of the old Windows system that you have. My personal favorite, and the one that I'm actually producing this podcast from, is a Linux operating system called Ubuntu, spelled U-B-U-N-T-U. It is very similar to Windows in how it works and is quite stable. I can't personally recall it ever crashing on me, and it runs everything that I need at home. LibreOffice replaces Microsoft Office and allows you to do all of your word processing, spreadsheets, and presentations, and even open and save to the Word, Excel, and PowerPoint formats. The Chromium web browser, which is essentially Chrome for Linux, works flawlessly. GIMP and Inkscape will do much of what Photoshop and Illustrator will, or at least more than will ever be required of them at school. And Audacity for all of their audio recording and editing. The only downfall is that I have not yet found a decent video editor. I just haven't looked hard enough yet, but I will let you know when I find one. Ubuntu will also work on your old laptop. And if you have an old Chromebook or netbook sitting on a shelf, you can download another operating system called Neverware. In no time flat, it will be up and running too. Probably better than it ever did when it was new. And hey, We are talking about more opportunities for our students to develop some essential skills on how to save money, start fixing what they might consider worn out technology, and with the numbers of computers that could easily be fixed that end up in our landfills, it's just the responsible thing to do. I'll end this week's session by first thanking you for listening, and if you made it this far, then here's the grand prize. Any students that come to me with a request, I will gladly help them get your old computer up and running again. Or send me an email, bring in that computer, and we'll have a look and see what we can do to get it up and going. Again, thank you for listening. If you have any questions, concerns, or topics that you would like to hear more about, feel free to email me at carl.legere@nbed.nb.ca or call me at 365-2090 and leave a message. This is Mr. Legere, signing out.